No surprise.
Blog Talk Radio.
For our hometown by downloading...
Okay, Janita, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mita KP. This is the People's Hour, actually 2 hours. This is your host, Chanupa Gloha Money, as other people's venture to call in. Hot Hunkashila Wakhant Hanka Kichimanetu. Ampetu Kile Chante Washte, Woki Unkila Pinaha. Let's use a Woyuk Chanti Huma Kyapi. Yunkha Takulena Ampetu Kile Nakhtatu Kile, Wongalak of Tekile, Hena Wolakota. Echetka Unkina Zipikte. Ho Yunkha Lila Ota, which Hokankile. You snappy. Takulena wolak hot echetka echunk take your hair, wana yehunishni. Ash inihushni. Ekcherichasana, o kolakiche kilena echa. Neon kumpi na hanahachi, wasloi kilena oyateki, oichunkyapi. Nawakat hankaki sneeze manaituki nishnala niwak humpy. Netaha taku wocheki ankata eungna kapi near chetke. Wahochiche, Nishnala Niwakapi. No chima kaki and never fear papik, on cheap high one kitchen on kaita, but on shall let you say, O consular on you, Takamna, Takuaka, Takuaste, Takalina, we chose any echetia, you won't glack up there. Oh, you can't lay on pet, you not that you kill it, okay, how happy. A poor week, you let Kuta Yashni, honey. Wocheki kile huge chapi. Kya hai chus empetu kile homa thai. Ho, mitaki epi. Good evening and welcome to the Lakota Hours. The Lakota Hours is about our independent structure that we Lakotas are seeking to continue to get people on board to look at the picture of a grave situation that empowers people to do for themselves. And we can do this. We've been doing this from day one. So today on the month hours and days of May 17th, 18th, and 19th, Chanupa Gloha Money had the opportunity and the virtue to be part of a treaty gathering. Actually, it was called a treaty summit hosted by the Oglala Sioux tribe. And so numerous people were asked to attend, and we Gray Eagles, we attended because that's one of our provisions. As Gray Eagles, we look at those matters that pertain to indigenous cause, indigenous thought and philosophy, and the world we live in is still controlled by men. And anyone out there seeking a place to have civil rights is a stupid person. Freedom, on the other hand, freedom is your independence on how you deal with the structures that are alive for your people to think freely and independently and do for yourselves the way our ancestors once did it back in ancient times. So here we are, trying to look for a place to obtain the reality, what's unfolding in our neck of the woods about how America deems things from a perspective of colonialism. Colonialism is a sense of way of neutralizing people's rights to be free and independent. And we all talk about that, being free and independent. But overall, a majority of people don't outline, don't understand, don't really pick the necessary majors up to understand what indigenous thought and philosophy is about the freedoms of independence. And we try so desperately to get people's mindset to be included in our everyday thought processes when we're visualizing, you know, our direction of being free and independent. But today, as the issues go forward, we're not looking at it from the point of view of how we see things from the realities that unfold. What's unfolding is here's white America practice and perfecting more of these colonial policies. These policies are more or less aimed at neutralizing your human rights. So on May 19, 2023, we had the privileges and the opportunities with numerous other treaty groups from different reservations to come in and explain what their own individual communication and thought processes about helping our people dormancy. And so with that kind of factor in place, people, we are losing ourselves to the momentums of how white America is constantly wanting you to beg to them to get a foothold off your back, meaning that the restraints that they pilgrimaged from the thought process of how they deem things to control people is where it aims itself at, because a majority of the people at the treaty meeting for the past few days are still looking for resources in white America to pay for the police departments to do their jobs professionally. We do not need no money for the police department. What for? What good is it going to do? And when you talk about missing and murdered and indigenous women being driven out and being stolen and kids being taken away in numerous other entities of life, that value is still here. It's our people doing it to ourselves because the tribal governments and many others are pushing us into exile. Today I had the opportunity to talk about these matters very professionally and profoundly. But many of the people that went to the tribal treaty meeting, which it was automatically orchestrated by the tribal government because the Oglala Sioux tribe's president, okay, Frank Starr come up, he was in attendance. Frank Starr come out. It says Frank Starr comes out. But no, I call him Frank Starr come out. For me, it's not that I have a negative understanding towards him. I have a feeling about what he is promoting to do and exercise for people that need a place in freedom. I don't want to listen to no, you know, negative, you know, propaganda that allows people not to see the big picture. And yes, you can wear a suit and tie. You can do whatever you want. But I'm never going to forget that the reality part of what you're doing is not setting the example of what people want to remain free and independent. Everyone talks a good game. A good game. They don't play the game, but they talk a good game. We use that term to describe what's being illustrated at every individual. I don't care if it's age. I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're a woman. Yet alone, our elders and our children are being neglected by these treaty councils. I saw that. I was a little disturbed by it. And lo and behold, Chinupa had to act professionally to hold them accountable. But here's the catch. Even Chinupa's voice was too radical, too harsh. Because the people empowering the treaty gathering, the meeting and so forth, was orchestrated out of the fifth member's office. My bloodline of who I am as a treaty person comes from my great-great-great-grandfather named the Little Crow in English. His Lakota name is Kanhi Chikala. So this is my point. And being part of the Gray Eagle Society, the Wambali Khotas, okay, I come and I represent the position of my late grandfather, Roy F. Martin, better known to the Lakota people as Chante Ohitika Wichasha. My grandfather, who was in the First World War, and also he was one of the ones, one of the grandfathers, that took his grandson into the hamlet of Wounded Knee in 1973. So I know my position as a Lakota individual. I say this all the time when I'm confronted by resistance from people that have no clue, no course of action, no course of action. And if all we're going to do when we uphold treaty standards and obligations, I don't want to allow myself to be part of a function that is non-binding through an immoral behavior that does not believe in the independence of freedom, yet alone freedom of independence. I can't allow myself to be like that. So here we are on May 19th, 2023, continuing in the realm of the establishment that we call the freedoms of our unknown, you know, specimens, which I use as a term of a white man, to express more of the EU regulatories about where we're going and why are we going that way. You see, a majority of our people are constantly driven in to a place to describe themselves in a position to understand the freedoms and the independences of our own places, to have freedom of this independence being bestowed upon the living people that constantly try to strive for freedom. God, it's so insane that my people are still begging a place for those neutralities that are not outlined in the place of where we are. And so as I continue to express my heart's feeling, this treaty summit called the Ocheki Shakoi Oyate Holiday Inn, downtown Rapid City, South Dakota. Here's my people, full blood and mixed blood, always giving white people in the town of Rapid City in our state of South Dakota our Indian money to host meetings in their facilities at our expense. And we are asked to attend these meetings to acknowledge our positions of who we are as people trying to help the rest of our tribal members get out of dormancy, meaning the captivity of how these philosophical standards through these constitutions and many other treaty mechanisms that are depriving our people to have them freedoms of those independence you all are trying to seek. Now, there is certain analysis, and they are repudiations of the revocations vested upon why the papal bulls are the way they are in today's term of white America. You see, a majority of these people that talk, that say they know what these analyses are and what is being repudiated, a majority of them will never, ever blame the white race. I say that with an extraordinary, and I mean extraordinary, willpower, because I'm sick and tired of people trying so desperately not to blame white America and the white race. That's the problem. Look, if you do the math according to history, we have black people saying that they were here on Turtle Island before we indigenous people. Then we have oral history from where we came from. Some of our people say we descended down from the star people. Might be very true. I could care less as a man at the age of 65. I could. Because not once have we ever looked prehistorically why the buffalo brought us out of the earth. And if the stars did come down here to give us this life, and we are part of the star nation and the star people through all these star constellations, okay, why did we as the two-legged people allow the white man to exterminate it, 64 million head of buffalo of the north and 64 million head of buffalo of the south? This is inhuman, people, and you're still not blaming the white race. My God, when does it end? When are you really going to be testimonial to deal with them openly about those subjects that befall you as a people remaining to be free? Now, those analyses that they did through their repudiation about getting a revocation against, you know, the papal bulls. First of all, people, if you keep following the path of the way white people do things, you're still begging for a place to seek freedom and human rights. I've told this to you guys on many times and many shows, past and present. And each time I've told you is to aim at what Latin America had done to the Americas. Latin America uses a term called propatriate fundamental practice. Propatriate fundamental practice. What does that mean in lateral terms? What does it mean to describe it in English? And I've even shared that with you. And if you people are constantly being jealous, being hateful, being disruptive to silence a voice that's trying to help you get out of dormancy, you're always going to be, and I mean you're always going to be, a problem to our solutions. Now, many people have expressed their open gratitude for the past 3 days. But once again, our people are still begging resources and money from the white man to incorporate the police departments. To do what? Put you in jail, beat the crap out of you, take your kids away from you, get you to go against your family members and place your elders in nursing homes? This is inhuman. It's also insane. And it's also a genocide behavior of how they're neutralizing you from being free and exercising those independence that you were brought into. Now, I don't like using the English language. I don't, Mitakiepis, my people. Because every time we march to a bell or a whistle that rings like Pavlov's dogs, you will come close to know this understanding that you're never, ever going to pick up the freedom of those independents you talk about. That's not costly. It's believing in what you once had as a people struggling to remain. So these past 3 days, vested upon Chinupa's opinion, and I've been confronted by the fifth member, his assistant, associate, and let me tell you, folks, both Mike Catches the Enemy and Justin Puyer, both of them, by blood, are my nephews. They questioned their uncle about my stability of who I am and where I come from. And when you insult me with those kind of behaviors, God damn it, I'm going to insult you right back. But I'm going to prove it amongst people. Why do you have to investigate me? What's the problem with Chinupa? Am I too radical? Am I too harsh? Or is it because I know how to demand what I want? And if it's all or nothing, then you people continue to play Indian, because the past day, on the 18th of May, three half-breed kids insulted my people in that treaty meeting. Three, my people, three half-breeds. that are mixed with our blood and the white man's blood insulted our people in that treaty meeting. But did they care to give a damn? No, they didn't. Well, Chinupa gave a damn because you're insulting my people. You said, half-breeds, you said those fucking Indians need to get over this treaty meeting and let's go back to Pine Ridge. Now, I was in the bathroom when that happened. This is twice it ever had happened to me in my lifetime. Once was when I was in the United Nations with Clifford White Eyes and Buzzy Blackfeather in there. And I experienced that too, even with Garnet Black Bear, where these white senators condemned us and said they did not want the voice of the indigenous people to enter the Council of Nations platform. My God, man, and here I hear it in the treaty, territorium or sacred Black Hills amongst these white kids, these fucking half-breed kids that are more white than indigenous, say we effing Indians, we fucking Indians, need to quit playing Indian. That was their terminology that came out of their mouth. And when I see me come out of the stall there and say, hey, I'm a fucking Indian, they all three of them walked out and they sat with the personnel that were handing out these name tags to the rest of the guests and the people that were attending the meeting. How insane is that? How inhuman? How in the fuck is that indigenous, people? How is that? How is that you trying to be free and independent, but yet your own children are acknowledging you as an effing Indian? I'm sorry. I'm speaking from the heart about this issue. And my phone number, if you want to elaborate on it, you want to talk about it, is 605-517-2621. I take full responsibility of my words and actions tonight because I'm sick and tired of you people playing with my way of life. And because of this, you callers, I haven't seen anyone call in, and I'm already at the tail end, halfway through the first hour, bringing about these understandings about goodwill and good understandings to the rest of humanity. But if this is all you want, my people, then you take this opportunity and really epitomize why you're given that behavior to a system that allows you to jeopardize your freedoms of those independence that you so gravely enhance and talk about when you want to remain free. I'm sorry. We have an opportunity to have our voice here. Let's get on the show. Let's get with the program. Let's talk about what we're seeing and not seeing. Shit, I'm looking at a half-breed go by on a motorcycle making noise like a white man. Oh, but wait a minute. I can't offend him, even though he makes noise. Nah, I can offend him because it's his way of life we're living in. It's his way of life we're living in. Now, by opening this segment up, okay, I'm going to share this part with you as callers try to call in. I even acknowledge the corruption of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe by meaning that they are the only tribe of people that allows the white man to be on their council. Yes, people. Yes. So the phone lines are open to our show. We have a two-hour show, and many of you like to talk. I've seen some of you at the treaty meeting. I've seen you guys, man. Where are you tonight? Where are you? You see, if that's all the cases of life that you want, just to talk, I'm sorry. You're dead. And you don't even know it. But I express this openly to help you get out of dormancy. That's my point. Getting out of dormancy is the ticket. And every Friday evening from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock is, it's called the Oyate Hours. It's your show, people, to bring in discussions, to talk about what you experienced, to talk about your life being misplaced in this oral argument. I've asked people to contact others to help me with our show tonight. And irregardless where they might be and what's going to happen, hey, that's up to you. You all like to tell me stories and tell me this and tell me that, but you don't want to get involved. Maybe it's because of me. I don't give a damn if it's because of me. What I'm saying is, do something. Do something. We've had a number of radio shows that we've tried to be independent with and get people to be on our side, to seek freedoms of those independence. But yet, it fall on deaf ear all the time. And it did fall on deaf ear. That's all I heard for the past 3 days, people talking. People that only want to circumvent a crisis and the dilemma that we're facing. We didn't create that. Our goddamn tribal governments did. And if that's the only entity that you can bring out to describe this, I'm sorry, folks. Sorry. If that's what you want from here on out, from people that are struggling to remain free, then you deal with it. I'm going to continue to force independence where it's needed, and it's needed within you, the people. You, the people. And until you get that understanding and that establishment about what these independents are, then and only then can you wrap your heart around the freedoms of what's in place. White America has always practiced and perfected neutrality clauses of these colonial policies to enforce them upon you through a tribal government. Then the tribal government turns around and dictates that responsibility to enforce it upon you, trying to remain free. And because those people doing this behavior, you will never see a rapid discussion about people wanting freedom and independence. So as we continue on to the top of the hour from 7:35, to 8 o'clock, I want to ask this question, and I've asked it before on many occasions to different people. What is it that you really want, people? What is it? Today, at the closing of this treaty meeting, I had the opportunity to recognize our children and our elders. Chinupagloha money did this. Not the rest of the people. They didn't talk treaty. They didn't talk anything. But the point that I bring, and I mean that this point that I bring these understandings to light because it's you, the people, that want a difference, that want a change. Not nobody else. You, the people, want that. I've spoken about that a while back to kids. I did. And lo and behold, the kids said they want change. Well, how do you get change when your own people are going against you? Wilma Thinout, this other half-breed lady, Candy Brinksplenty. Oh, you can't talk like that. It's about the kids. Well, goddammit, if it was about the kids, why didn't the kids tell me to leave? They didn't tell me to leave. It was you people. Can you support a movement that deprives other participation from people? And I will say this. Our own people become our worst enemy. And you know this, people. So I'm not going to venture my time on negativity because I know what I'm living for. All I want for myself, Chinupagloha money, and our people is to be free and independent and left alone. And that's the problem with the majority of you guys. Like I said, you all talked a good game. But that game isn't yours if you're not going to do something with it. You see what I'm saying? We use those terminologies to describe our behavior in white America, not Turtle Island, in white America, the highways, which is made of asphalt, the concrete, which is the sidewalk, the concrete of the buildings, the metal material that was stolen from our earth. These are the things that you need to analyze yourself with and understand and ask these questions. Why are we deeming ourselves to be like a white man? You all say that. I saw it today. And many other times in different occasions. Man. If Sitting Bull, Gall, Rain in the Face, Crazy Horse, No Ears, Red Cloud, Dull Knife, Two Moons, Lone Wolf, Geronimo, Cochise, people that stood up to the white of the, you know, the might of the, all these military cavalries, hunting down us, killing us with their own terminology. I'm sorry, folks. I'd be looking at a way to get out of dormancy because I'm sick and tired of living. There is no freedoms. There is no independence when your own people ask you who you are, man. But they don't ask the white man who he is. They don't ask that white devil, hey, who he is, people. Mitakiepi. It's you. And because of that, not asking them, how do you expect the freedoms of what we talk about the independence, to work? I'm still in the struggle at the age of 65, people. Chanupa, Gluha, Money, Yotiewaki. Taku le chalake se ochicha kauki he yanke. Nichuha, Waksapikile kusha o bluspekile. Hena nitropi ashtagni le wolak hote ichetke o luspa ya o yaki hipsni. Ho hena echa tagni me wat hogla ogna hechus enozi o wakisni. Chetaku leno uchicha kokile. Hena wobleze wosuta. Taku leno wolak hote ichetke on kichung tekihe. Ni nichapi. Chakroha. Taku le chavake se preki he. Wosuta ni nichabhata. Inila umpo. Tagni waste ichakye ne hechuse. Yakaka o yakik tisne. Ho hena ishan yanke. Wobluzaki le echa un lakhotapi. Wobluzaki le na machpia na ha makhoche ki le. Nahakti onki wajapi ki ena onki epi. Wobluze ki lena etsa taku lena wolak hota naha wamak haska aikhaka ki hena niepi. Sa itchuha aata taku lena onki tchavsni hechi se eato apina. Taku lena itchanok teki he. Sita woyuk sanki lechi se ilara boyaki isne. Ho he inshan wamblake. Na slowa. As me tagni he oap khanaha. Tagni imaja oakisne. Wa ea malak hotat. Cha wichokha ogna lechus e chamok teki he. Hena tuwa hechung teki heo. Asloi ki lena tchokelu haokte. Na wichoza neki. Hena echa ehani onko kiakap. Taku tchecha naha taku lena ichachi haokte ki le. Hena echa waonspe ki lena wichakru. Tchecha ki hena takomni. Taku ichungte. He inshan wamblake. As we chasha wanzi he ishnala echa. Gaonspe kye kile echa. Ti wahe na tchakozak paku he okye. Ho he was aki suta aikwake. Cha ini asnele toske onko kwaokte kile. Hena ni epikte. Toske hena yachinkte hante ni epikte. Me tagne he oapka oakisne, asu chicha kapi. Me la haskat ha oapke kile lila siche. Waunspe kile lila siche. Kulena ichanok teki he, hena ni epikte. Toske hena taku yakawinta onaha, he chanosne ki ampetu onzi tchokata kia, me la haska kile ake anakis kankte. Ne niecho nikwa kapi. Hena hechus e chumpiki, si chawa lakokte me taki ipi. E hani, konkashira waki le ni un ha. Hechus e uspemake, womake ake matkecha ha. Taku lena nitropsniki, hena wa lakinkte, na yachinkte. Ash hena nitropsni, hoksila. Wamanu snio, hechano ki si chawa lakinkte. Na unsha tukte enigna kokte. Wahat khunkashila waki wichakse. Taku hena uspema kiki hena toni hechus echamosni. Nus nozi. Ho he echa. Wolak hota ogna hechus e nozi ki he mie. Malak hota. Taku echamok ile nitropi as nuhi ni wanichapi. He ki wahe na tioshpa ki omata nuhi waniche ki le. He uncha nakbam nitroki le oteache hena musni. No teachi hena blahasni. Wolak hotogna le taktok hanu pikire le wa le chala kese uchicha kap. Wa ne tu ki yamani yuhapi le in. O api tchanki ki apati tok te ki le hena yuhapi. Ho wichokha ke le na suta hena ableza bo kipsni. Takwe he wichokha e. Ni lak hotab hanta wichoye ke le na luhakte na ni nungte. As hena luhasni hanta. Ko he hena nik le wak chapi ke lena nitrao piki hena luhak des. Nukhe niwani chapi. Na mie tagne he oap ka oak ochi chab es. Lena takto khun piki hena unki tchapsni. Abre zabe mitak ipi. Che ishu han tchokata ke toske lena. Mila hanska na oyake unki tchapi unanka shkan ki le. Hena anapi shkam hanta. Nishan. Taku lena unki tchapni ata toka ki kisne. Cha toka ki kisne hata. Lena echa ha. Ampete onzi hena onsia onikwa kakti. Na wala kakti. Hena isha ubo kihib, as nuchi ni wanicha. Mila hansa ki ta techi anaki skona, takolina e chunk teki he. Nietzsche tagne her, onipao, yakis, you see. And so herne a chichaka. Takolina un kitra, pikileri a chimpik de hanta, e chuon, lechens e chumpo, as nuchi ni wanicha. Homana wankata un kiokte. Mas as coisas que ake wikemena topa chakpe ognan hina jipe mila haska khawa apkhiki. It means we're at top of the hour of 7:46. I said it in the language. So callers, you have that opportunity to call in. If you don't call in, okay, that's fine too. I'll continue to go on. But the phone lines are open. The radio show to call in, 515-602-9649. Again, 515-602-9649. And I sent this out to a majority of you people. But don't give me an excuse. And next week when the show comes back on, that chance that you failed, hey, it's not mine. I'm not going to say a word. I'm only going to acknowledge that your provisional stance of what you all talk about, laterally, my people, is not true. You don't believe in it. And I don't care if you don't believe it. Quit talking. When the white man decide to kick your ass and hurt you and harm you and your kids and your grandmother and you yourself, don't call me. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to hear a goddamn thing from you guys. Because that's the problem that happens today in white America. You don't know these people. The white race is on the verge of extinction. His population is dying. So, of course, he's going to try to find ways to interpret certain things. I've tried, a majority of you guys, to understand what's missing, provisional-wise. But you don't want to pick it up, as I just explained to you. There was a treaty gathering for the past few days. Yeah, I didn't create that. They did. That's their treaty gathering. But I was invited because I'm a Wambli Khota. I'm a gray eagle. You might not like what I say because I'm a harsh man to explain it, but that's me. I'm not asking any of you to be like me. I'm asking all of you to at least use your bully pulpit. If you don't have a fucking bully pulpit, then shut up and quit talking and quit speaking about that you give in to the hurt of the poor. I don't want to hear that because that's what's happening. And you know it, people. If you keep saying you speak for the will and the hurt of the poor, I disagree. I beg to differ. I don't want to hear that shit. We got enough of that stuff happening on the said reservations. But in lateral thinking, are you really putting that understanding and that emphasis towards your people? My God, we don't have anybody that's stepping up to see the big picture chronologically. And I mean chronologically. If that's all you want to do is sit back and ruffle your own goddamn feathers because a white man's dictating his responsibility to impose it on you, shut the F up. Meaning, shut the fuck up, because you're getting nowhere, and you're getting nowhere. You can never get no way from the dormancy you're part of. I only got one response from one guy named Lawrence. I'm at work. But you people, man, don't give a damn to look at your phone, because you all say it. oh, I'll get on and support. I'll get on and do this. Shit, I don't believe that. Because if you did, you would have done it already. This show is yours, and don't be just saying you want to listen. You have stuff on your throat. You have stuff in your heart. You want to talk about stuff. You know you do.
I do.
Who is this one? Introduce yourselves.
Luna. Peek.
Luna.
Your brother.
Welcome to the show. Uh-huh. Okay, brother. I want to hear from you. It's 7:51. We have one guest tonight on the Oyate Hours. So, Brother Luna, if you have anything to say and what you want to add on tonight's show, go right ahead. And welcome aboard, and thank you for coming in.
Of course, of course. So, you know, you're absolutely correct, you know, in saying that these white people are almost extinct. And in that, you know, they try to take control of everything that they can grab a hold of. They will try to control the indigenous people in any way they possibly can to keep that power in their grasp. And I hate to say it, but we as indigenous people continue to let them do these things to us. You know, right now I'm fighting with the prison system because my son has a paper ID. He's not allowed to sweat and pray because he doesn't have a hard copy of an ID, a prison ID. They're taking his right to pray away from him over a piece of paper. Even though the laws are set in place where they can't do those things, they're still doing this to him. They're taking away his peace of mind. They're taking away part of his soul, part of who he is. And they're going to continue to do this unless we all step up and open our mouths and speak up against this system that's corrupt. You're right. You're absolutely right, brother. If we're going to sit here and just listen and not open our mouths, then you're right. We deserve everything that we get. We do. I'm tired of this. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this. I fought the system before. So, you know, if anybody has this going on, you know, I'd like to hear some input on what can be done for this. They're taking his right to pray away from him. And that's a horrible thing, especially in there. Especially in there. That's the only thing he has. That's his release. So, I don't know. I don't know if this is happening to anybody else or not. But if it is, it'd be good for everybody to speak up, to speak on this issue, to help those that we care about that are behind those bars. No, I don't know. I don't know what else to say, brother. But this is very humbling for me. Usually, I'm like you said. I keep my mouth shut and I just watch things, and I do help every so often. But you know, it's not what I can do. You know, I could do more, and so can a lot of us other people out here. With other indigenous peoples, we could do more than what we're doing, but we're content with just the little things that we do. You're absolutely correct in that, brother. We all need to step up and fight this fight together instead of sitting back and waiting for somebody else to open their mouth or stand up and do something. Absolutely correct. So now I have to fight this system. The brothers in there won't speak up for themselves other than my son. And I don't know if there's a lot of people listening tonight or not, but the first thing he told me, he said, call my Uncle Chinupa. He knows what to do. So I called you. Give me this phone number, so I'm speaking up. this is an injustice to my, not just my son, but our people as a whole, the indigenous peoples, period. So, I don't know. I'm going to start this fight. These people aren't going to be back till Monday, but by the time they get back, they're going to know me. They're going to know my name. They're going to know my son's name. And they're going to know. They're going to know what's going on. I'm going to fight these people tooth and nail. They cannot take my son's right to pray away from him. It's really, I've got all I've got to say, brother, for right now. Other than the fact, I do have something else to say. I'm here in Denver, Colorado, and I want to say something about things that are going on out here. There's a lot of people that say they help these elders out here, and they don't do anything. And if they do, it's for their own recognition. They like to brag about it. You know, Chinook, you taught me better than that. We're not here to brag about those things. We're here to help those elders. And if we're truly here to help them like we say we are, we don't need to open our mouths. We just need to do it. To help these people that need the help. Because believe me, there's people out here that need help. My Auntie Joanna Holy Elk Face is going through it right now because of the simple fact that they raised the rent and a low-income housing and didn't tell her $2,000 in debt, and they're threatening to put her out. An elder that can't work, that can't take care of herself. And nobody wants to do anything. But we have all these people out here speaking about, I'm Native, and I go to the lodge, and I'm a sun dancer, and I do this, and I do that. That don't mean shit. Help your elders. I don't know if I'm being mean or not when I say that don't mean shit, but I don't mean shit if you don't help those elders, those people that still speak the language, that still teach us those stories, that still teach us those songs, the ones that carry all that knowledge for us from one generation to another, and we let these things happen to them. I think that's crap. That's bullshit. That's all really I've got to say, brother, tonight.
And little brother Teak, I really appreciate your passion, your warm-hearted, you know, love for your people, your son, and the majority of people that are incarcerated. Listen, people, and listen real good to many that are still trying to come on tonight's show. And thank you for tuning in and coming on the show, Teak. This is your show. Every Friday from 7 to 9, it's called the Oyate Hours. This is your show. And thanks to Oyate Ota giving us this opportunity to have this show, we will always continue on to expose what America has become, a corrupted and a heinous country. Corrupted and heinous country, people. Every state has some kind of heinous dialogue going with people of color. And it's sad that a lot of you like to talk. Like I said earlier on this radio show tonight, I've been part of a three-day treaty meeting. It was called the Treaty Summit, sponsored by the Ocheti Shakoi Oyate at the Holiday Inn, downtown Rapid City, South Dakota, May 17th, 18th, and 19th, okay, 2023. And let me tell you, my people never made any type of airway and leeway, but they did put it out there on KOLC, the radio station and the film station on YouTube from the Oglala Sioux Lakota College. So I guess it's on there according to many others that want to watch it. You can type into YouTube and go to the space of it. I can send it to a majority of you. And thanks to my nephew, Thomas Janice, for stepping up and showing his uncle, because he listened to my speech and, you know, my telecast of what I did at today's summit. And it wasn't really a summit, people. I mean, I said this earlier in this conversation. I'm going to remind you people again. These three little half-breed kids went into the bathroom and discouragedly condemned us Lakota people for what we were doing at that summit. And this is what they said, quote unquote. They said on May 18, 2023, in the middle hours of a ceremony being conducted by the people that attended, they said this: these fucking Indians need to quit playing Indian and let's go back to Pine Ridge. Quote, Chinupa Gluha Money came out of the bathroom stall and said, hey, I'm a fucking Indian. And all three of them looked at me, and then there was a panel of people sitting outside selling OST shirts and many other stuff and the badges that were deemed for people that attended it with their name tags, like a dog tag, people. So they went and sat by them. Said all three of them. I said, I know exactly who the fuck all three of you are. And they sat there and they got up and walked out. Well, to my knowledge, I didn't know the tribe was up here for another meeting. But they didn't analyze that. They didn't tell anybody that. This is my point, people. I was hoping that people in the participation of the summit would talk about the injustices, the prisons, the murder of our people. Instead, they talked about, oh, the missing and murdered indigenous women. You women, okay, listen to me. This is not an attack on you guys. I'm not offended at you guys, and I don't give a damn about what you do in social deformatory socialism. Okay, I don't care about that. Get off the drugs, women. Get off the drugs. Women, get off the drugs. That's the problem with you. You're so eager to fall in love with all these knuckleheads, and they are knuckleheads that are initiating that practice of using that paraphernalia to topple what your body can do to protect itself. And you women know what the hell I'm talking about. And you young men, bump your head for a change. Go outside and slam your head into a steel pole. Wake the F up and see the big picture. Smell the coffee that's brewing that you're creating. You're feeding into the belly of the beast of how white people deem us to be. They condemn us indigenous people because of you. And you grandmothers and you grandfathers, take hold of your grandchildren. Take hold of those grandkids. Love them. Care for them. Give them some guidance. Unfortunately, a lot of us grandfathers can't do it because our children are doing the same damn thing. You just heard a little brother of mine speak how much he loves his son. His son was illegally detained. This is what the white man wants us to do. The productivity of how white America implements shit, and you know this, people, in any neighboring city nearby a town that's close to any said Indian reservation or a community of people of color, go look at the detention centers and the county jails. There's not a large population of white people in there. It's people of color, and you allow it, man. You allow it. You keep allowing that white man to dictate that responsibility of controlling yourself as a free person. My God, I just said this in the opening understanding of our show tonight. There used to be 64 million head of buffalo of the north, and there was another herd of 64 million head of buffalo of the south, and they migrated through our country. Our great land. We indigenous people were never hungry thanks to that fucking white man. That man did that. He put us in this dormancy. But yet you two-legged sons of bitches cannot blame that white fucking devil. That's the problem. and you keep working for that man. Look at it. Go outside of the establishment where you live, even your home. Go look in your neighborhood and see. Then you'll understand what the hell I'm talking about. Many people of color come into our country because they want free enterprise. They want to be free. They want to be left alone. So they come into my country, Turtle Island. I hate that crass term America. No such thing. So when they come in here, the federal government will turn around and give them people, refugees or not, $10,000 to get with the program. So go downtown and watch them carrying groceries. All these groceries and all this gross nonsense back home. And I just heard another caller come on. Let me hear who this is as we continue on. Caller, I heard you.
Going Chicago once. Kid.
All right, come on, Chicago kid. You're on the air. On the Lakota Hours, your show begin. Start anywhere you want. The cat grab your tongue, brother.
How'd that meeting go? Did they have a good round?
Yeah, it went good after I stepped up. When I stepped up, it went good. And you could watch it on YouTube, I guess. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I was so, man, I was so pissed off at it, man. I got to blame the people. God damn it, we're becoming the problem. We're never going to become solutions.
At least I got 10 minutes in there the other day, yesterday.
That's good. I appreciate that. Well, go ahead. Carry on. You're part of this show. And introduce yourself, brother.
Joaquin Antica and Mia Lu. So, Okay. Go I don't know. What are you going to talk about? I didn't get...
It's up to you. It's up to you. You're part of the show, so go right ahead and start anywhere you want. Niekte. Toske chanokte niekte. Ohe yalo.
Yeah, we seriously need to target the young people, like, for this, under that United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. Start a school, Olakota school, start a school, and I think it's very important. We've got to get these young people to start thinking about what's happening today, especially what's coming out with this artificial intelligence, the devil in the laboratory, and all these things coming to a point. The young people can figure it out, but there has to be something happening now, some decisions made now, because the message has to be global now. Everything's global. So hopefully we can unite. It's a simple word, but it's pretty hard to do. It's unite. But we got to prepare. And where are the leaders at? Where's those leaders at? I hear people saying leaders. Some are leaders. But to me, a leader, there would be no hungry children. And there'd be no scared elders, none at all. If we have that respect, a whole lot. You know, the opposite of that, like a yoga man, mirroring something, you know, to hopefully get the true meaning out of it. Hopefully, we get there's some leaders that can bring change to right now, instantaneously. Everything's there. It can be done quickly, but it seems like these leaders, so-called leaders, really need to get in touch with the people and the system of election. That's not La Colaca. That's not tradition. We got to go back to La Colaca, go back to tradition, go back to those ways that we're starting to lose. We can't. We want to win. We gotta stay with the winning team. La Colaca, Ogasi got the edge. La Colaca woke him. The doctor walked into the garden. Hey, nanku, betu, happy na. Nchi nama kake le. Nanku niye niye uya. Eki se chente unha na kachi unha chat kachi na. Na riki na unha. Eh, eki se na kule ke. I kachi na kache yapa. Se ke tsua he on topic ki woshak and we have to head to some team. We have to create that power base of the tradition, culture that was given to us. And that's the family unit. That's the power base. That's what has to be restored. A lot of healing and we own each is and real decision making now, or life and death issues. You gotta think it like that. Prepare. Like La Copa, Sachsen. Divine leadership, Hokae.
Wapila, that is a good statement from my little brother Bryce in the woods from the reservation of Eagle Butte, better known as Cheyenne River. You know, he attended the meeting, and for some that are on, that came onto the show tonight, remember, Mitakipi, I'm going to tell you this in English again, because I think it'll be difficult for you to understand Lakota, but I'm going to still do that too. Le okansulaki le echa nitkopi. He oncha skanskanti le numpa ki le onkiuhapi. Cha he nitkopi. Tako iwag laki ya chipik te ki he Kokata ke ya ukte na toske un paslong te kile ni ekte. Ta komani waslo e kile na ni tropi. Na lila ota taku luhao ki hene ishe tkokata ke eagna ke oyaki o kansula ogna. Na hani tue kile wola koti ichet ke nazi ki hena echa wosu taki ichakinte. Lila ota yushnampi. Champetu kile akhota onha leno oyate ki takto khumpi kile wo suta kile ek nu japi. Khoha aso chicha kapi. Yes ka hoksila ki lila shicha wa eon ki api at 20 hitches the etos ne as me noje. Not is in o chicha pi. Na lila khota ne ni tue kile wi chaze kile na lu happy. Hena nukte. Wa shichu i chaze kile na hechano ki tagne wa ste chaghi o kishni. No one now was hit you like blue talking. What I said in my language to a majority of you listening audiences, what I've seen about what those three half-breed kids did to us, you have a name. Crazy Horse had a name. Sitting Bull had a name. Red Cloud had a name. Dawn Knife had a name. Lone Wolf had a name. No Ears had a name. Gall had a name. Even Touch the Clouds had a name. Okay? These were men, great men. Geronimo had a name. Cochise had a name. These were men that stood up to the might of the white man's military in all different stages. Even we Chantet Inzas, even we Stronghearts, along with the American Indian Movement, AIM, we stood up to the might of the military in Wounded Knee in 1973, people. This is what we're capable of doing. But it's you. Over a course of history, haven't you seen the norm that's taken place? The white man designed this sickness called COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus. So when they implemented that amongst the people, guess what? The Corona beverage, the beer beverage called Corona, was making commercials. You didn't hear Anheuser-Busch. You didn't hear Keystone. You didn't hear Coors Light and many other beverages that the white man created during that pandemic. Pay attention. God, you guys. That's what you don't see in America. That's what's happening. They don't want you, man. They don't give a damn about you. But I do know this, and I do know this. The white race is on the verge of extinction. They said, quote, unquote, by the year 2030 that they were going to go into exile. God damn it, we're only 7 years away from it. Duh, Indian people, black people, Asian people, India people, my Mexica people from Mexico. Pay attention. They've done this to every race of man, every color of man. They exterminated mass populations of us through their sicknesses and their unhealthy mechanisms called medicine. But just like many other species of life, we reproduced ourselves. And we're here as a populated people that are afraid to blame that white devil. I kid you not. So don't tell me that there is solutions and avenues to hold them accountable when you can't blame. You've been blamed all your life. You've been bearing his way, his name all his life. You've been doing things for him all your life. You joined his services all your life. And so on. The list will go on. You also got educated through his life. You became somebody with a piece of paper according to his life. And it's called education. And then you also were branded with two numbers, whether you were a Social Security number or an indigenous number on a reservation. And the real people that had a number were incarcerated. That number is still branded in our hearts and in our brains. Just like education is branded in your brain. So the more enthusiastic willpower that you think education is a tool, what good does it do to have an educated head not connected to a red body? God damn, people, wake up. It's right in front of you. All them degrees, I seen that. I heard it today and yesterday and the day before that from all these educated Indian people that, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Bullshit. You're still serving the white man. Kill the Indian, save the man is still at large today in the year, May 19th, 2023. It's wild and rampant, people. And you allow it. You like that. You like getting slapped in the face, kicked in the ass, punched behind the back of your head. You like that. Getting your face smacked down on pavement and asphalt. You like that. Concrete. You like that. Because if you didn't like it, that enemy is still doing it to us. I heard a grandma tell us that law enforcement in the town of Rapid City calls her to look for a mechanism and ways to help them. Fuck the police. Police, them sons of bitches need to help themselves. Leave people alone. Fuck them. Talk that way, people. You're the reasons why nothing can get done. I'm sorry. I didn't join them, and I never will. Fuck them. As far as I'm concerned, they're a dead race. The Great Mystery gave many extraordinary tools to the native people and people of color. They gave you them, okay? Even your spiritual leaders, they gave you. And not once do you see us condemning our spiritual people. Now, I will say this to a majority of you. Listen to this, people. Crazy Horse was portrayed by his people. Sitting Bull was portrayed by his people. No Ears, Bigfoot, they were portrayed by their people. And the list goes on and on. There are many traditional warriors and leaders that were portrayed by their people. I know. I was portrayed by you, the people. You did this to me too. So I can speak on that gravely and honorably, because you too are becoming like the enemy. And that ain't quote unquote. It's the truth. It's the honorable way to put the blame in your damn hands, because you still serve that man. Please, Mr. White Man, next month, can I ever get an extra box of cheese? Please, Mr. White Man, don't take my chopped meat. Don't take my spam from me. That's what you guys do. Fuck him. If anything, he owes us. We don't owe him. If it wasn't for my land in my country, that white son of a bitch would still be homeless. Come on, people. Help me out. This is why they call this show, the Lakota Hours. It's your show. It frustrates me that a man like me has to explain that shit to these white people. I've earned my points. I was the bodyguard for three people on this earth that left me. The first one was my grandfather, Roy S. Martin. Chante Ohitika Wichasha, which my second eldest son bears his name. And then I was the personal bodyguard to the late Lehman Brightman, who took us up to Mount Rushmore in 1970 to test the treaty issue. And the third person that led us into Wounded Knee was the late Russell Means. I learned some understandings between these men, but I also learned the independence of what my grandfather, God rest his soul, was expressing from his heart's gratitude that our people must pick up the freedom of independence. And the territorial boundaries he talked about was the 1840 territory. Look it up, people. It extended from Canada clear down to Mexico. From Canada clear down to Mexico. And think about those northern herd and those southern herds of buffalo that roam freely through there back in ancient times. We did that too, two-legged. We did that too. But everybody wants to talk nonsense. I don't want to listen to that shit. If we can't put the damper on white America's pilgrimage, how he implied that to our thinking ability, how does Wolakota lead itself? It's 8:24, and I'm going to share this with you. Mitakepi Lakota gna wagla kekile wichoike nitropi. Natoske tokata ke ichanok te kihe niepikte. Lila ota wak sape woyukcha woyukchamte lena luhapi. Nampetu wanzit hokata kiataka walaka okte kihe. Hena otchana wakantchan kakitse mane tuki makpiata kia hena nichipazo. Te hena walake hanta ionik pikte. Mie hechamo. Mwan blake chasloa. Na wichoke. Tatranko oyate ki oatosha kipazo. Na wambli oyate isha kitanga kipazo. Naha wakupa kozaki lene isha. Ipazo. Na zinkala oya teki hena isha. Ipazo. Lila ota woyuk sa ki lena hechus eukhraton ki chakho ki le wolak hota 20 hexes and not is kabokichni. Ho ensha which hochaki, henna which hoiki, henna yanke. 20 hexes eight one. Ata koha ata chanupa, you has katapi. Woa konkit hopi, you has katapi. No wakansi, no wakanki, no wea kilena ekku japi. We are henna wakampi. No wakansi, henna isha wakampi. As henna ekku japi. As lamp petty hexa hoa town, huh? Ata machonzeke, nobsake, no actig, henna yokicha. Hetsamo, Misha Hetsamo Oaki, a honey troncasla waki hecho. Lila ota slokiapi, no tachi, lakoti apikile echano naha, otachi nuk the hunter, ni lakotaf, ni takwe ewa kiki. Chante ognatima etuampo, he wosu take hetimania ke. Tatakomi trocata, chakuluta, let you say otrali lalik the hunter, wa kankile he echakite. He on chawosu takilena. Kiwahe tua wasoe kina lakoti apike uspeon kiabna hetsi o krate un kachni gauke e wak sape he yanke. As tone hetsi se ea tonsi. Ata mila hanska tra oap kena wicho e tra piki hena wastea lakapi. Oa ea hemi krosni. Wicho e ki mila hanska tra pi wakta lasni. Takwe. Taku chazeki ap hoki hena uluste. Misha hetsa moks. Hetsa moks toha wicho e hemu. Não que tu é pequito, tu que te ptala ou quina de manta, e esca glena ata, um xawa é um kiapi, astagne e aia o akibsne. Na e aia o akibsne que ho ena niepi, as mecha um blake, e um chanus e a oichogna que na outra, na yushinvicha, tato kiotren yapi. Ho, ena, e tracha glanquile, em manicho aquile e chupi na paslanque, ena e oichogna que, he. Oxila nit hopi yamni pi hena etcha wa eoki api. To han we chokan ki le taktok hano pi ki he hetches de nagi pi. Na wa eoki api. As toki lala pe. Toki lala pe. O tachi lechus e chano pi. Choko han mie. Chanupa gula han mani ki taku wa gula ki na ha. We chicha la toka we chicha la ki le. O tachi imuhe. Takwe maska ki chanksa yo ha ki hena ya chimpi. Takwe, otkhala oma ki ako. Yamni ki gle imu khiks. As hechi wunak unha ha wonyu khiki he maku o kisni. O he abalusta. Khabi blable. As inios ni was aki le obluspe ki he ni epi. Hena ni tkhopi mitak yepi. He ni tkhopi. Wana ake. Washichu waglaki na yeska wanchu. I said this to you all in a good way of putting it in our language. And it was very short because it only took 4 minutes. 29 now. Now I turn it into English. You see, we are getting away from ourselves. And I've said this in a lateral thinking. Our people killed our leaders like the white man. When the white man had that Jesus overseas, they killed him. They killed him. Why? Well, I guess he was a spiritual leader, a person that healed, cured the sick, fed the hungry, let them out of different provisions of the way the Romanistic Empire depleted them from being free. He did that kid called Jesus, which you all indoctrinated underneath. You're all that way. I see you guys in churches. Just like the pandemic when they brought it out, you all wore masks. But you had neutral understandings to eat healthy, pancreas, kidney, liver, mushrooms, juices that did not have corn syrup in them. They salad the white man. They might be expensive, but they're there. And you all fell into that. Don't say you didn't. You did. What's here, Kapi? I saw you. So now we go up to this understanding as we go to the bottom of the hour. If there's any other callers out there, please call in. The phone number, 515-602-9649. Again, 515. 602-9649. It's called the Oyate Hours. It's your show, people. So now I give it back to you before we get to the top of the hour of 9 to close the show. So if there's any other callers out there that have something they want to engage in about what they're experiencing in any said area that they live in and that they're a part of, it is your show. Welcome to the show of the Lakota Hours. Metakepi hiopo, moglakapo, niepi. Okay. Nobody else is on the line. Well, thank you. Thank you for not acknowledging yourself because it is your show. Now I'm going to get into this part that I think will give you an understanding strongly. You know, we talked about different provisions that are being forced upon us, how we're going to beg to the white man. Please, Mr. White Man, I want another box of cheese. Okay? And I'm using that as a term to acknowledge what we're missing, people. And because of saying that, and I mean saying that in the white man's terminology, for some of you that want to take a look at the different mechanism in life aimed at Chanup Agaloha money, okay, a.k.a. Dennis Dwayne Martin Sr., this radical SOB from Pine Ridge's Indian Reservation, you interpret different mechanisms to describe why you're all part of the system that continues, and I mean continuously, deprives you of your human rights. Now, I do know this for a fact because I've seen it, I watched it unfold before me, and at the same time, I've tried to tell you people to grasp at the reality of it. The essential American soul of you people that claim to be Americans, you're an evil person. You're full of hate, just like the white man. And you want to question that, and you want to debate with it, call me after the show, 605-517-2621. Again, 605-517-2621. I'll debate it with you. The essential American soul is so evil that it makes you become a hateful person. Why? Because it isolates itself. It isolates itself. Yes, it does, people. And that stoic behavior, which makes the white race a cure of men, women, and children, you're becoming like that. And the lateral term to understand that completely is you're all letting yourselves die as a people. With them. With them, meaning the enemy. God, man, I stress so rapidly hard with you guys on those terminologies. But again, you don't want to hear the truth. The truth is too goddamn powerful. They used to have an understanding. Now, I remember they were talking about, you know, in part of the meeting that was being conducted in the past couple of days about this Stephen Newcomb. He talked about some stuff. I don't know if he was on, how you want to say it, on Zoom, okay? But I listened to people illustrate those terminologies of what was being illustrated at the hands of Mr. Newcomb, okay? But quote, unquote, to the civilized concepts of it. And I did say this, people. I said this on a number of occasions. And those occasions were simple. Oliver Redcloud, that brought me in to be a representative for the treaty of the Black Hills Sioux Nations Treaty Council, he inducted me and my little brother, Sam Long Black Cat, to that formality, okay? And to this day, on May 19th, 2023, none of you guys wanted to acknowledge that until a grandma told you. See, when Native people, when America gives you a treaty with the so-called United States of America, Those lawful practices, they flow through an authority to control you. Okay? The United States, excuse me, the United States of America declared their independence in 1776. So they became an independent nation in 1787. And then they start ruling these articles through that, what they adapted from indigenous people, man. The supreme law is the U.S. Constitution. They're bundles, people. But you don't get it. Now, the native people, we, unlakhotab. Now, we onkit hapikilin nahakti makhoche onkito hapi. Okay, we're from the earth. Because the buffalo brought us out. Our buffalo brought us here. So we became independent nation states through an inherent practice of that natural authority, traditionally and otherwise. Those were the customs of those bundles of rights. Okay? Then laterally, as time went on, they kept imposing things to you. And they imposed this on you. They imposed the Treaty of 1851 and the Treaty of 1868. Okay? They gave you that. So relevant to those rights and privileges of those so-called duties, all right? The restrictions that were applied to that, the liabilities exchanged with one another through the nations, what they called a peace standard, man. God damn you Indians, man. You want to talk like you know something. You want to talk educated. Read, man. Read. That's the problem. This language is illustrate to make you think you know everything. I'm a matriarchal person. I come from a woman. My mom tells me what to do. God rest her soul. So does my grandmothers. So does my daughters. So does my aunties. So does my granddaughters. They tell me what to do. Not a fucking two-legged man. And it sure in the hell ain't a white man. My point. But you guys are so indoctrinated with that philosophical standard with the white man. You forgot that shit. That ain't my fault. It's yours. I'm giving you a reminder. So the lawful processes is the practice of a guide by what treaties are supposed to do, because none of you guys are making that attempt to hold them accountable. Myself, Chanupa Gluha Mani, Techiakte, Naoyate Wachiampi. Okay? These three men, along with one woman, declared our independence. We got away from these mechanisms. Because we tested that draft declaration on human rights to exercise it. And the hard part is, you people don't care. There's another voice coming on. Who is it? Introduce yourself. We're at the top of the hour of 8:40. Come on, I can hear somebody. You're blowing your nose. Or maybe is this the white man trying to interrupt our show tonight again? Like they always do. Come on, introduce yourself, blowing your nose. See, that's what the evil does. They don't want this truth getting told to you, so they want to interrupt our show. Well, I'm going to continue on. So when I mentioned those processes about what was lawfully, okay, it's a guide to help you guys get out of dormancy. That's what nations do. Okay, here's a good example to that. If one nation is going to go to war because of food, these two nations are going to get it on over food. One's going to protect their food. The other one wants it, okay? And so both of these two nations that are going to get it on in a sense of a form of war, a third nation steps up. Hey, 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 knock it off. Your people are relatives. Your people of a country struggling to remain free, yet alone exercise your independence. There's plenty of food to go around. You can't control it. You can't just want that and not give that nation something else in return. So we step in, and we're not a mighty nation, but we're going to ask you guys not to fight. And if you all can do that as one, we'll pitch into it too, and we ask nothing in return. That's it. That's what nations do, okay? But because people's philosophical mindset, they want to conquer the goddamn globe, that's why, man, they created bombs. Before it was spears and chariots and bows and arrows and spears and horseback running down everybody, hunting animals that way. And now this is what they do. It's global, okay? So now that we adapted this new specimen, and that new specimen, people, is called technology, man. We whipped the white man in the Little Bighorn and many other wars with just bows and arrows and spears and knives to the might of the repeated rifle run by gunpowder, shooting this metal ball out of the barrel, harming people. We didn't kill each other, people, back then. No, we didn't. We kind of cool. Knocked that person off the horse, touched his head, and man, that was a great victory. That held that shameful self-esteem before that man. That's the way our ancient philosophy lived. But because there's certain codes that you guys alter. Look, here's the biggest thing that really discourages people, especially indigenous people. This is what discourages us. We're so goddamn jealous of each other, we don't know how to get along. We always are trying to outdo ourselves and each other for the synchronicity of a white man. So here we are on May 19th at 8:43 on Friday evening, coming up to the top of the hour of our close. And once again, I'm going to share this again. Oyate Ota, thank you for allowing to give the Lakota Oyate hours to you, the people that are listening in to the callers. This is your show. So hopefully next week, and hopefully tomorrow or the day after, no one will violate you. No one will abuse you because you're getting the message out. We're not at no stage 3, 4, 5, 6 level. No. We're not imperialists. We're fighters of freedoms. We're fighters of independence. It's yours. Take it. See it, people. And if there's any other listeners on tonight's show, the Lakota Hours, Dona Hook Anagov Tanakoki, Chokata Upo, and give me some last minute comments before we close the show. And again, thank you. Thank you, Oyate Ota, and your wife for allowing us to have a 2-hour show. This is beautiful. And I do believe my brother Oyate is gonna be putting that out there on what do they call it? Facebook? So you can hear it in the next couple of days or however he does it to illustrate it. This is your show that's going to be broadcast all over. So as we come to the top of the hour of 9 o'clock, it's a quarter till 8:45. People that are listening in, excuse me, whether it's Bryce, my little brother, or my other little brother, Teek. If you guys have any last-minute comments, go right ahead. Or is there anyone else out there tuned in to the Lakota Hours? Come on, I want to hear some last-minute camping.
Yeah, somebody talk or somebody's out there listening. Talk.
Chinupa, this is
Yeah.
Lanny Horse with the Horn out here in Boston.
Okay.
Welcome.
All right, Lanny.
I wanted to, I wrote a few articles in the newspaper, and, we always talk about, I like to talk about how this whole, the land grabbing, they came with their two black books. And that first book was the Bible, and the pilgrims, when they got here, were on their own pilgrimage. But when they got here, they wanted to prosecute people who didn't believe the way they believed. And so here we are, with these pilgrims first arriving here. And it's true what you say about the European, when they first came here, they didn't know what freedom was. They were all ruled by the monarchs of Europe. So Benjamin Franklin, he had the long discussions with the Iroquois nations, and that's the thing that they told them, is that they needed to start a republic, so our confederacy. And so that's why in the beginning, the confederacy, the Confederate papers, those were all the very beginnings of what we call democracy. But the problem with the democracy and the IRA government is that the government's corrupt all the way to the top. I mean, you got Donald Trump who can get away with, police officers died at that riot. But if they died on the reservation, if Indians had done that, then, we would be looking at getting the death sentence. But because a rich white man can get away with it, or do it, he's allowed to get away with it. And that's the problem with this so-called democracy that we have. It's like, the politicians are controlled by the corporations. It's like the Supreme Court over this whole abortion ban thing. The Supreme Court is ran by pharmaceutical companies. I mean, now that they just cut this Clarence Thomas and all these other judges taking these bribes and kickbacks, and this is the court system that we're supposed to, they want us to trust. Now, we ran into this, I ran into this personally when I took a Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, court over my election. And when they stole my election for me a couple of years ago, when I ran against Ryman LeBeau and Derek Bartlett. And that's another story I have to share another time. But after the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe held me in court for 2 years, and this is a violation of my civil liberties. We have a right to a speedy trial, but not when you take your corrupt tribal council to court, who controls the court system through their law and order committee. But so we have the issue we have is that these councils aren't accountable. Once they're elected in, they aren't accountable to anybody. And all you have to do is do what Cheyenne River did and what Donald Trump did, is go hire yourself a corrupt attorney general. Once you control your court systems and your attorney general, then you don't have to, you know, if you got your attorney general in your pocket, you can just kind of direct that attorney general to not do anything. So you can go on and break laws and steal and rob your people, and that attorney general, they're not going to do anything because, you know, they'll get fired. So this is the flaw with this Washichu democracy, is that it's easily corrupt. And but here we are as a people, we're going to accept that. But we have rights, you know, these rights that the Great Spirit gave us to live. I mean, that's where our rights came from, come from. But you know, you had the Pope, and you know, when he wrote the Doctrine of Discovery, which basically said, you know, whoever, you know, you brown people are, you got rights and sovereignty, but because, you know, we're people of God, you know, we have more, so we can rule you, and we can colonize you, and we can reap the benefits from your land and enslave you. So this is what this whole American government was built on, you know, that these people felt they were superior and that they could colonize us, which they did, and enslave us. And you know, you understand, you know, after you've traveled a while, that you know that Lakota spirit, you know, our spirits are broken, you know, and the only place where I seen it that bad was when I went to East Germany. Man, those East Germans were beat down like us guys were, you know, like really, you know, they'd hold their head, hang their head, and they talk to you like all that stuff that happened when Russia came in and ruled them. It still has an effect on that generation today. You know, just as we're dealing with, you know, a lot of times, you know, racism right on our tribal council. I mean, we get that right here up in Cheyenne River, where, you know, the problem with these tribal governments is they don't follow any of the laws, you know, because the IRA Section 19 clearly states the definition of an Indian, and it's half or more. But we got people serving on tribal council that don't have no Lakota blood in them, and they definitely don't have half or more. So my question and something that we all need to think about. So like Cheyenne River said, we went to lineal descendancy. And so now with that being said, you know, they never lobby Congress for this. So it's just at the Cheyenne River level and BIA regional level, I'm assuming that we're now at a lineal descendancy, but the IRA Section 19 states half or more. So, but if we did change it to lineal descendancy, then where is the extra money from Congress for all our new tribal members? And where is the letter that states, okay, yeah, you guys are now going lineal descendancy tribe, and here's your extra money? You know, that I don't think that ever happened. So now the formula for us getting funding on the reservation is half or more. That's what Uncle Sugar still uses to say, okay, you guys are Lakota, and here's how much money you get. But so now with all these new extra tribal members, is there extra funding coming in for that? Or are we just everybody just riding on the backs of us Lakota that are half or more? So we have tribal councils that are operating, you know, in my eyes, illegally, because you don't have that half or more that the IRA Section 19 states. the definition of an Indian is. So that's a glaring issue that I think that everybody needs to address, and the eventuality is that needs to go to court. You know, we need to take that to the court because Congress has what's called the Supremacy Clause, and that states that it doesn't matter what you say. It's like they're going to do what they're going to do because they're Congress. I mean, Congress can take us to war, you know. So anywho, that's just a few things that I wanted to talk about. And this is why, you know, we need to break away from this IRA system because that's us allowing, you know, big government to come in and continue to colonize us. I mean, you know, the BIA in Cheyenne River, you know, and in Pine Ridge, you know, we both go back and forth as to who the poorest counties are in the nation. You know, I mean, if you, that doesn't tell you that this whole system is a failure, and the fact that Congress ain't saying, hey, you know, why does the Indian Nation lead the world in suicides? You know, nobody's saying that. You know, that we just allow that to happen. But the problem that you have when you have, I mean, suicide's one of them, but you get violence, you get domestic violence, and all these things, drugs addiction, high blood pressure, diabetes, all these things that we have on the reservation, this is all because you have income inequality. So when you have income inequality, you know, you get violence, and it's not just for the poor people. Even the well-to-do people who live amongst the poor people with this income inequality that we have, then you get this violence. And this is why our reservations are so violent, because we have this income inequality where the rich get rich and the poor get poor. And our lands, like in Cheyenne River, you know, of the $330 million that's generated on Cheyenne River annually, you know, we the people only get $2.5 million. I mean, that's less than a percentage point. You know, that's like 0.08. You know, when you add up the total value of our land, like Cheyenne River, it's got to be in the billions. But here we are, we only get... the return on our lands is less than 1%. But I'll leave it there. It sounds like we're out of time. But anyway, I just want to share that with you.
Good point, brother. Right on.
Thank you. Thank you, Lenny. And we'll see you all next week on the Lakota Hour. It's your show every Friday from 7 to 9 o'clock. Thank you. And you guys have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. Thank you all for tuning in and all the brothers that came on, Lanny, Bryce, and Teek, Wopila, and to your listening audience. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Hokahe, Wopila, Kanka, Milawaste, Hopa, Hopa, Aho.